Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Tashi K.D. Cooper, the host of Infinite Vibrations. And tonight, we will be talking about enhancing our vibrations with our thoughts, how we can do that. But the goal is to enhance our vibrations with our thoughts. And you might ask, well, why do we want to enhance our vibrations? Well, heightened vibrations make us happier. We have better attitudes. We're more productive in our work, whether it be at a job or a school. We are able to think clearer, and we pretty much can attract more positive people, experiences, and outcomes to us by heightening our vibrations with our thoughts. So before I get into the whole thinking concept of all this, I want to discuss human energy fields, because when you talk about vibrations, we have to I want to softly introduce human energy fields. And I say softly because in future shows, I will get more in depth into what they are. But for right now, human energy fields or radiations of light surround and permeate through and travel within the human body. Okay? And there's different types of human energy fields. So a lot of you are probably familiar with the aura, or you heard of the aura and that we have auras. You also have chakras, which are energy centers. And then there are meridians, which are energy channels. And so we'll talk about those and break those down in future shows. But I had to mention energy fields because what's the vibration? Like, what are we enhancing? And pretty much we're enhancing that radiation of light that emanates from us, from within us, and from around, within and around us. So in general, to generalize the term or phrase even more, human energy fields, I want you to think of antennas, okay? Imagine that we have these invisible antennas that surround our being, that surround our body, that receive messages from the world, but also send messages out via our thoughts, our words, and our actions, okay? So this is the first of three that will talk about how to enhance the vibration. So today or tonight, we're going to talk about enhancing it via the thoughts. The next show will be words, and then the one after that will be via our actions. Okay? All right. So imagine all of these antennas that are surrounding us, like millions of them. Okay? This is what I want you to think about. Millions of antennas surrounding us. Coming from in front of our person, on top of our head, behind our person, on the sides, from below our feet, just pointing in all different directions, okay? Now, with that, some of us, depending upon what's going on in our lives, those antennas may be short. They may not go beyond an inch from you. Okay, and then some antennas may have started out pretty long to kind of communicate with the world, but then it broke off or kind of broke a little bit where it's just kind of hanging on with a few wires for dear life. Then you may have some that are cracked, dull, okay? And then on the flip side of that, you may have a lot of antennas that are straight, shiny, long, pristine, communicating with the world and attracting interest and people and experiences that are for your higher good, okay? And when I think of us as individuals, because we're having this, where I consider us spiritual beings having a human experience, and because we're having this human experience, we're going to, I feel like a lot of us have a lot of those long, straight, shiny, pristine antennas. But then mixed in there are some short, dull, cracked ones as well, or some that are just broken altogether. And in some, for some people, there may just be empty spaces, okay? And so hopefully, infinite vibrations, this Blog Talk Radio show will do, will help to fill those spaces, repair some of those antennas, or I shouldn't say repair, or maybe just enhance them or build new ones, okay? Not just with this show, but all of the shows. That's what our goal is to enhance your vibration, or helping you to find ways on how to enhance your vibration, okay? So I want to kind of break down a different type of antennas and what we, different things that we can attract, or people that we can attract into our lives. So, like, let's say there are some short, broken, cracked antennas, right? And so you may look for other antennas to help fix your broke, cracked, or just unhealthy looking antennas, right? And what happens is, end up with people in our lives that are drama oriented. And that, when I say drama oriented, I don't mean in a positive way. It's like they always have something going on. They're always mixed up in some type of ordeal that's just causing havoc upon themselves and other people, probably including you, and you just want no parts of it. And you're trying to figure out, how do I get away from this person? You're probably connecting to people that are always sick, they're always complaining about something within their life. And you're like, oh my God, how did I get into this situation? Like, you probably are trying to uplift them and give them words of encouragement, but all they're talking about is what they don't have or what they can't do. And then eventually what happens is sometimes association brings on a simulation, and then you start thinking those things too. So we want to be mindful of who we attract to us. And then it's not just who we attract, but sometimes what we attract. You may attract a job that doesn't value your skill or your experience or just your person in general. If your thoughts are low, okay? Because if your thoughts are low, then that means your antennas aren't long and shiny and pristine and healthy, okay? That job that you attracted is probably nowhere near the wage you want and or need to earn, okay? You probably have no benefits. You're working these crazy hours. Like, maybe you have to work 3 days a week, then you're off two, but the 2 days you're off is probably like a Monday and a Thursday. You don't have, let's say, you don't have two consecutive days off, or maybe you have the night shift, but it really doesn't work for your family unit. You need to be home during the night. Or vice versa, you may have the day shift and you may need a night shift. And a lot of that has to do with not believing that you can attract what you desire, okay? Negative experiences, okay? So we have those broke, cracked, and dull antennas, or even those empty spaces because of our low thoughts, then Sometimes we find ourselves just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, as simple as just going to a grocery store to get food for your family, or going into a bank to deposit your check that you don't feel too good about, but at least you have it so you can pay some of your bills. And then what happens? Someone walks into the store or the bank and robs them. And you'd be like, how did I, what am I saying or doing or thinking to attract this experience to me? And a lot of times we think unconsciously. We're not even aware a lot of times of the impact that our thoughts are having on our lives. And some of the influence of the thoughts that we have come from our parents, come from friends, family, coworkers. I mean, some of our thoughts are so rooted that they come from our childhood, from some of our classmates and childhood friends from the neighborhood. So just to name some of the thoughts that could be from friends or parents or family or coworkers is like, I'm broke. You hear someone say they're broke all the time, especially if you grew up in a household where, let's say, your mom or dad was always talking about that they were broke, that they're trying to make ends meet. They're always, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Then sometimes, not all, but sometimes you may adapt that same way of, and by you adapting that same way of thinking, it prevents you from being in situations to heighten your being to attract more abundance into your life, okay? You may hear things like, so-and-so will never get married now since she's 35, or Johnny gets that from me. I was never good in math, which explains his grades. From a personal perspective, I used to be a middle school math teacher, and I heard that so much during parent-teacher conferences. And a lot of times the student was sitting there with us, and even if they weren't sitting there with us, I know they heard some of those phrases in the just in the household. And so a lot of you who are parents, you might want to be mindful of not only your thoughts but what you're speaking, and we'll talk about that in the next, but your speaking, your spoken word influences or can influence another's thought pattern if they're not strong within themselves in regards to consciously thinking positively, okay? Let's see. You could. There are also people that probably say things like, I'll never find a good man, or I'll never find a good woman, or all men are no good, or women are takers, or all women are naggers. I don't think I could find a good woman that just leave me alone when I want to be left alone. Or you might have heard, you're so lazy. You probably heard that growing up. Or you could have heard it from a teacher. You're so lazy, you don't apply yourself. And then when you hear things like that, then you start to begin to think, okay, I'm lazy, or I'll never find someone because there's no good men out there, or there's no good women out there. And just because you start hearing people say that, and then when you're around a lot of people that start saying that, sometimes you start to internalize that yourself. Even if you negate what they say, like they'll say that, you're like, oh, there are some good ones. But then inwardly you're wondering, are there? You know, so sometimes we question ourselves. So thoughts, what I want to talk about now, let's see, we looked over influences of thought. Oh, now I want to talk about the thoughts of that we might have about other people, right? So sometimes we don't always think in a high regard for our friends, our family, our coworkers. And a lot of times on the outside, we might express our happiness for them, but we may think something on the inside. And so we have to be mindful of thinking badly about, let's say, others' appearances or situations, like, oh my God, I can't believe she has that on. Like, oh, did anyone tell her that that is too much makeup? Or maybe, I can't believe she's still at that job, knowing that they don't value what she does or what he does. Like, sometimes it's not, you want to encourage them. And even if your encouragement isn't verbally, it can be through a thought. And an encouraging thought for another person would be just a prayer for them or an affirmation, affirming that, affirming they're good or good for them. Okay. Some people wish ill will on others. Oh my goodness. True story. We're sitting at lunch with some coworkers, and we were talking about just the job in general. And a person came up, and this was 2 years ago. Let me just clarify that. This was some years ago. A person came up in the conversation, and one of the people present said, oh, my God, I just wish that this particular person gets run over by a bus. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, granted, I didn't think the person in question was the nicest person on this planet, but I didn't wish him any kind of ill will, especially to get run over by a bus. So a lot of times we think things and then we even say them out loud, but we think things unconsciously, and when we think badly towards someone else or negatively about another person, that doesn't add to our vibration. That doesn't add it. That doesn't add goodness to our vibration. Okay, that's not heightening it at all. Okay, another thing is being envious or jealous. And sometimes we say it subconsciously. We can be in a social setting like, oh my God, I'm so jealous of you. Meaning it could be a person got a promotion, or a person just announced they got engaged to get married, or a person shared that they're going on a cruise or something like that. And you just say out loud, oh my God, I'm so jealous. Or you don't say out loud that you're so jealous, but even if you said out loud, that meant you thought it before. But let's say you didn't say it out loud. Out loud, you congratulated them, gave them a big hug, expressed how happy you were for them. But then inwardly, you're like, oh my God, they always get all the breaks. Or, ugh, why them? Why not me? Okay, that's not a good thing when it comes to enhancing your vibration. That's not going to attract what you want in life, okay? If anything, you want other people to experience good, and you want good vibrations to go towards them because you want them to come towards you, okay? So what I want us to do, us, because I'm human too. I can't say that every single thought I have is a positive thought. But what I want us to do is to listen to our thoughts. I want us to analyze them more, because a lot of times they're just on automatic. And since I've started to work on my conscious thinking, when a negative thought pops into my mind, or when I find myself having a succession of negative thoughts one after another, I've learned to say, just stop. Stop, Tashi. And then I'll replace that. So if I can't think of an affirmation, then I literally just say love, love, love constantly in my head, just constantly saying love, 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 or peace, 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 just to try to erase that thought. Okay. So that's one thing that you can do is just tell yourself stop. And when you tell yourself to stop, even if you can't think of another word to say, just keep saying stop until you think of something positive. Okay? So let's see. Now I want to talk about how to change our thoughts. And one way that, and I've already mentioned it, is through affirmation. Okay? So Merriam-Webster.com defines affirmation as a positive assertion. So if we are going to think, right? We can't help it. We're human beings. We think all throughout the day. Some say we have anywhere between 50,000 and 70,000 thoughts in one day. Okay? So if we're going to have all of those thoughts, why not make sure that some of those are consciously thought out, and that those that are consciously thought out are positive assertions. Positive assertions so that we can enhance our energy, so we can enhance our vibration and attract that those things that we want to come to us. When we assert the positive more in our life, then we'll attract other people with the straight, long, pristine antennas. And they will connect us to maybe a love of our lives, right? We can attract someone that can direct us or introduce us to the love of our life, or our antenna can communicate with the antenna of the love of our life, right? We may attract to us just fulfilling relationships in general, you know, just friendships that you just love to be around the people. You love hanging out with them, just talking to them, sharing things with someone that you can rely upon, okay? We're able to attract that, okay? Our dream job, can't talk. We're able to attract our dream job because what we've done is we've enhanced our vibration with by working on our antennas to make sure that they are long, pristine, shiny, and strong, right? Okay? We will all of a sudden be in the right place at the right time all the time, right? We will attract infinite positive outcomes to us, okay? Now, how can we do this? I want to go over some affirmations. I want to give you some examples of affirmations that you can repeat over and over and over in your head to yourself, okay? I am beautiful. I am optimal health. I am smart. I am intelligent. I am witty. I am resourceful. I am rich. I am abundant. I am prosperous. And you know what, with that whole I am prosperous and I am abundant, a lot of people say, oh, I can't do this, oh, I can't do that, my money's not right, oh, my money is short, I'm penny pinching, I can't do it, you know. And this dynamic motivational speaker, I think it was her, her name is Jewel Diamond Taylor. I want to say I learned this from her. I learned to say that my money is circulating. Okay? So even if you can't say something positive or you just in your being, you can't say I'm rich because you don't have anything. But sometimes, a lot of times when you just keep saying it, I'm rich, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich, you start to do things that will help you attract more money to you. But if you can't go there with it, go to my money is circulating. Why? Because when your money is circulating, whether it's a big circle or a small circle, you know that that money is going to come back to you. So when you say your money is circulating, I want you to envision a small circle so that you know that not only is it coming back to you, but it's coming back to you faster than you think. Also, I am dependable. I am reliable. I am an expert in my field. I am success. I am successful. Okay? And check this out. I am loved. I am a loving person. I am love. I am supported. You know, sometimes we just don't feel like we're supported. But even if you don't feel like you're supported by friends or family or coworkers or anyone, we have to learn to support ourselves. And so if you just keep saying, I am supported, you're going to start backing your own self up, right? And when you do that, that's a way of enhancing your vibration, okay? So I am supported. I am light. I am joy. I am joyful. I am happy. I am grounded. I am kind. You know, sometimes we get offended when someone's mean to us. But the good, hopefully you don't take revenge upon that. And you positively assert your own kindness. And when you assert that, and then also express that through your words and actions, you will attract more of that, okay? I am peace. I am peaceful. I am orderly. I am organized. Positive thinker. I am courageous. I am faith-filled. Okay? Those are just a few affirmations that you can say to yourself and write over and over and over again. Some of these I've said to myself. You can post them. You can write them on notes all over your house. Stick them to a refrigerator. Stick them to a bathroom mirror, places where you're going to see them, and to help remind you to say them over and over again, okay? And when I say them over and over again, sometimes just saying the same one for like 5 minutes, just keep saying it, it helps, it uplifts you. I want you to do that. Some people say affirmations don't work. And what I say to that is maybe you gave up too soon. Okay. How long does it take to change your thinking? Everyone is different. You keep saying your affirmations until your thinking changes. Okay. The more you affirm positive into your life, the more you consciously think positively, the more you're going to consciously stop the negative thinking, okay? My show is coming to an end, and so, of course, I have to plug my business. I have a mobile spa in Atlanta, Georgia, called Infinite Healing. We bring the experience to you, to the home, to the office, visuals, couples, and groups. We specialize in spa parties. Visit us at www.infinitehealingllc.com or call us at 404-425-4840. It has been an awesome pleasure vibing with you this evening. I hope I was able to add some positive energy to you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you for tuning in to Infinite Vibration. This is Tashi KD Cooper. Good night.